still, you know, they were pretty smart. They were, or I was busy.
Yeah.
You
know. Who would you call a special like
that? Just a kind of a, uncouth, kind of a semi-ambitious fellow that didn't work any job hardly. Just, you know, he couldn't be depended on.
Okay. Black and white, and it has a real strong smell.
Oh, that's a short stripe or long stripe or black or white skunk. No full fat.
You call it skunk or serenade?
Skunk, S-K-U-N-K.
Have you ever heard calling anything
else? Polecat. Polecat, oh, sure. Oh, yeah, that was the first I ever heard it before I ever saw one. When I was just 6 years old, he smells like a fool cat.
Yeah.
See, they shoot off when they get mad or excited. They shoot off a venom out from their bodies. Get out. And you see, smells like a skunk. You know, that skunk smell. It's all it is. And it was. They would do that to it made. It believed that they are born of a nature that that's their protection against carnivorous animals like dogs or foxes are trying to catch them, kill them.
Yeah.
Carnivores, I think, is flesh eating animals.
If something wrong, animals were coming and raiding your hen roost. You might say, well, I'm going to get me a gun and some traps and stop those.
Well,
you said, what word would you use? I'm going to kill those.
Well, you had to. There's three or four animals that will actually get into your chicken.
Yeah, would you have a word you'd use for all? I think it would be
varmint. Yeah, a skunk is varmint. So is a fox or possum. They can all creep in, of course, a skunk gives off this stink smell. It has a sickening effect.
Yeah.
Not only on a human, but other foul varmints of the woods.
Yeah.
They won't hardly bother them at all. Thank you.